Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Hi, everybody. Good morning, I guess I should say, Jewel. We thank you for listening, as always. And Julie, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Very good. Hanging in there, Jules. Hanging in there.
Indeed.
I have a nice weekend coming up for Memorial Day. My son, who performed last Sunday at the... as part of the Anthracite Opera Company, they presented a musical celebration, The Music of May, and Tommy sang two beautiful songs in Italian. He did a great job. Absolutely incredible. Jewel, I wonder if they're only on somebody's iPhone, but I'm wondering if maybe I send it to you. But anyway, just so you can hear it. But he did a great job, and this coming Sunday, Sunday right before Memorial Day, the day before, we will be going to Mondano, the restaurant that Dominic Sadie owns in Old Forge, and they're doing an opera evening, an Italian opera evening with Italian food and opera music in between each course. So it'll be a little bit of a couple-hour ordeal, but it's going to be nice, and Tommy will be performing, so I'm looking forward to that, and the food is always delicious. If you haven't tried Mondano, give it a shot. The food is great, and we will be there, so I sort of feel like I'm in, as I said earlier to you, Julie, I feel like I'm in an opera chamber these days with,
yes,
you know, within a week's time, two opera presentations, performances, so it'll be fun. Looking forward to hearing him. He's got an incredible voice, and I'm delighted that he's taking part in this. So that'll be our weekend, and then a cookout on Sunday. Come rain or shine, we will be under the canopy, so it'll be nice, and hopefully it's a decent day, at least semi-decent. And we'll have a nice, some typical burgers and dogs on the grill, Jewel. That's what we're going to go for
this
weekend. So
that sounds good.
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, we'll probably do the same, something on the grill. Usually we're opening the pool now, but I don't think it's time yet. It's a little bit too brisk out there. It feels more like Halloween this week than the start of summer, but that's okay. I think if I can, as I'm thinking about the menu, as it were, I mean, we're going to do something real informal. Nothing has been, you know, planned, but I think I would like to do ice cream sandwiches. I think chocolate chip cookies with ice cream in the center would be a good dessert. What do you think?
Yum. Yes, I'm with you, baby.
That's what I'm feeling.
Love that.
That's what I'm feeling. So yeah, if
maybe
I could pull
that's
that
what
off,
I'll suggest.
Yeah.
Julie, that's Tommy? A good idea. Maybe I will have Tommy when he, because he was going to do something for dessert, because really we're not doing anything that requires a lot of culinary skill. I mean, I'll make baked beans, which actually are delicious. He's going to do coleslaw and simple stuff. So maybe I'll have, if he makes some chocolate chip cookies or even chocolate chip oatmeal cookies. I love that combo. And then we put the vanilla ice cream. That might be nice, Julie. I'll have to talk to him and see if he wants to do that. That'd be a good one.
I think it's just right.
And of course,
for,
you need the cookies if you don't want that. Yeah, that's great.
That's right.
That's
you don't
idea.
Have to have the ice cream.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know my nephews really like that. I usually do that when, you know, for their first swim of the season. But there's no reason to wait. You know, it's not their fault that it's cold out.
No.
So, and you could eat, we eat ice cream all year round.
Right.
Like, that doesn't matter to us. So I think
so
that might be fun. Yeah.
Yep, that's so do we. Same thing. So, Jewel, last Saturday, I spent some time with three of my dear friends that we all met when we worked for Third National Bank back in the, Midge and Mary Jean were there in the 70s, like mid to late 70s. And Marcy and I graduated high school at the same, in the same year. So we started right around the same time. I a few months after her in 1980, because of course you remember, Jewel, which bears repeating, 7 months after I quit nursing school, the nursing school dropout that I am, and decided I didn't know what I wanted to do and got hired at Third National Bank and never looked back. And it was just one of the best things it was great. It's so funny how things work out for you. It's just really ironic. But anyway, it was great. And, the four of us met, so it was Mary Jean Hunt Dixon and Midge Garvey MacArthur and Marcy Giorgetti Griffin and yours truly. And we were at the downtown deli, which was delicious. Denise does a great job running the place, and all the gals that work there are terrific. And so big shout out to them. And we had a nice time, and it was so nice to reminisce. We were talking about, as we spoke earlier in this show last week or the week before, about our dear friend Jeanette Donato, who was a teller for Third National Bank forever. And she just, on the 18th of May, she turned 100 years old. So happy birthday, Jeanette, again. And we were talking to another friend of ours who lives in Florida, because she'll be coming in. She always comes in the summer for a while. So we wanted to make a plan to get together, the five of us, at Marcy's house. And we called her from our lunch table. And she answered and said, I can't believe you guys are calling, because I literally was just looking at old pictures from my wedding, because today happens to be my 40th wedding anniversary. I'm like, oh my God, how appropriate was that we called? And so she said, let me send you this picture, which she did. And it was so nice to see all of us, like, you know, all pushed in and our faces all showing, and just a big group of lots of women having a lot of fun in working and socializing, and at Linda's wedding, which I was in her wedding. And it was so nice to see it. And Jeanette was one of the many faces in that photo. So we were talking about Jeanette and that her birthday just was. And she had her son had a little get together for her. And she's a great lady and 100 years old. So, so we made a plan there with all of our calendars, and we're all set when Linda comes in. And as I said earlier, Julie, when I'm with these girls, it goes, time has not passed. We are right back, as you know, in my case, I started when I was 19, and Marcy did as well. Maybe she was 18. And so did Mary Jean start young, and Midge, everyone, all of us, Linda, we all started at very young ages. We grew up at Third National Bank, all of us. And we forged so many friendships that are still alive and well today, and I'm so grateful for that opportunity to not only be trained in one of the best banks back in the day of training, was Third National, but the bankers that are scattered and peppered throughout our region and working for banks now, Third National was the beginning part of all of the takeovers, but what is now Wells Fargo was all the Third National branches that they have locally. And so, because there were many changes throughout the years, but it was great, and we had a lot of fun and great training, and I love everyone, and we had so much fun getting together. It's just so good when you do that, spend the time you do. We're grateful.
I think that's important to
stay in touch with your dad.
Yeah.
Yes. From all, you know, you always have little pockets of friends, Julie, that, you know, you meet along the way, and those group of people and this group. But Third National Gang will always be near and dear to my heart because we grew up together. Literally, we grew up together and went through a lot of changes in our lives and firsts and just lots going on. So we're very happy for that, and we had a good time. So that was my weekend, Julie. It was a busy weekend, but a nice weekend. And then Meyer and I went down and had a little light dinner with Brenda Bastocchi at her house on Sunday night. And so we were all over the place. Lots going on and lots to do. And again, 1 month out for the wedding, or as Meyer would say, Sean's coronation. And so lots of little things in between, and we're picking and choosing and getting everything done, and it's hectic, but I love every minute of it.
So, well, this is your jam.
Here we go.
Really? Yeah.
I know.
All of this.
I know. My sister has done...
Perfect.
It is, but my sister is, you know, doing a great job and has great ideas, and her decorating sense is phenomenal, and it's just, it's all good, the planning end of it, and we're just doing a great job. So I'm just delighted that we were given the opportunity to be able to do this, because I don't have girls, and it would have been lost on me had I not had the opportunity from Katie and her parents to do it here. So we are thrilled, and we're looking forward to it. Matter of fact, I said to Sean, I'm going to be very sad when it's over, because there's so much going on, and I love all of these little things that you have to do, all the nuances of making it all come together. So it's really good. And again, Katie and Sean are doing a great job, and their wedding planner, and there's just a lot of, you know, from everything you have to do, because, you know, there's so many moving parts to having a wedding. So we're doing okay. We'll keep moving and gaining speed as we go, and one of these days it'll be afterwards, and I'll be giving you the scoop on what was. So in the meantime, it's what is to be, and we're looking forward to it. Anything else you have to say about your week, Jules, before we take a break?
I don't think so. I think we're about out of time for this segment, so let's, I think you covered everything.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to have up next the delightful Carmen Caputo, who is a vice president and mortgage sales manager for Fidelity Bank. He'll be up next. He's going to do two segments with us, and it's the first time we had a male on the show from Fidelity, and we're happy to do that. We'll switch it up and get Carmen in, who knows a lot about mortgages. He's going to tell you a lot, and I think you'll be greatly informed with things you may not have realized goes on behind the scenes, and why it takes so long for a mortgage, and what they do in between when you sign the contract and you close. So, and the types of mortgages. So we will talk about that, and we will be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, tell them what you can do.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Thank you, Jewel. And with us is a first for the Fidelity Group. We have the first, and I'm so happy about this, Carmen Caputo is joining us today as the first male employee of Fidelity Bank. For some reason, years ago, we used to always think, oh, women have to come on, and Dominique and I were talking, Carmen, and we said, let's get the guys on too. So we're thrilled, Carmen, that you were here. And just to let everybody know right up front, Carmen Caputo is the father of the twins who go to Abington Heights. And he's also the son of a dear, 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 wonderful teacher that we all had. We were all fortunate enough who graduated from West Scranton High School. We had Mr. Bill Caputo, who was Carmen's dad. And he just told me a story earlier that he went full circle from Dad, my dad was Carmen, too. How are you related to the twins at Abington? So that is a full circle moment, Carmen. That is terrific. So how old are your twins?
Well, now they're 30.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yep. And my youngest is
Carmen, you're a baby. You can't have 30-year-old children. Oh, my God. Well, you're a delightful guy. You always have been, and you're a lot like your dad. He was just a kind guy who called all of us by our last names, and I'll never forget him. He was a doll. So thanks for those memories. You brought me back a little when we were talking, Carm. But we're going to talk about what your role is at Fidelity, which is the mortgage sales manager and VP, because I love that. And I think it's a wonderful thing to do. You've been in this business, Carmen, a long, long time, so you know it better than a lot of people. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the mortgage industry these days, Carm. What about how's the real estate world? How are we doing? What do you need to do? What's a good way to start if you're someone who needs to get a mortgage?
Well, the first thing, if you're interested in purchasing a home, the first thing you need to do is talk to a lender and get pre-qualified. You know, there's many mortgage programs that are out there that can assist first-time home buyers, but as well as, you know, there's still some attractive programs that can assist a step up, you know, someone who's looking to, you know, get into a larger house, someone who's looking to build a house, someone who's looking to do some major renovations on an existing home. You know, there's a full array of different mortgage products that are out there, and we're proud to offer most of them here at Fidelity.
Oh, yeah, I love that. And I love, as we talk, Fidelity is a great sponsor of ours, and so is ERA, and real estate, and OneSource Realty. And we talk about this all the time, of how important it is, and how people don't even, some agents, some sellers don't even want to look at someone's application if they don't have a pre-qualification letter. So, Carmen, can we talk a little bit about how that works and what
Sure.
you need to do to get, because it is, and not to be confused with a commitment, it is a pre-qualification for a mortgage. Please tell everybody if you wouldn't mind.
Sure. So a couple things. You know, we have our customers complete an application, you know, sharing their, you know, their personal, their financial information, and we do pull a credit, you know, a credit report as part of that pre-qualification as well. So one of the things I really want to, you know, stress to everybody is there's an unfortunate situation that happens these days when, you know, a consumer has their credit report pulled by a lender, and they're called trigger leads, and we want to prevent, you know, what are called unwanted pre-screened offers from other creditors. So if we pull your credit report, right, that information is shared amongst the lending world, and it's something that there's legislation out there trying to cease this from happening, but it's just an unfortunate right. situation that's happening right now. And what happens is you start being, you know, receiving phone calls,
inundated.
Text messages, email, yes. inundated yes. with unsolicited mortgage mm-hmm. offers. To the point, it's almost financial harassment. So, what we suggest is, we actually have a link right on our webpage at bankfidelity.com, where someone can go in and do what is called an opt out. So it's just a webpage that you go to. You go in. The webpage is optoutprescreen.com. You just go in. You click a couple buttons there and. Takes about 48 hours to process, but that will then prevent these unwanted solicitations from happening. And again, if I can recommend to everyone to do this prior to being pre-qualified, because like I said, it's I've had friends, I've had customers tell me how horrible of a situation it is just getting these unwanted solicitation offers. So that would be the first thing. So we would then, once that process is completed, we would then process your application. There's different ways you can do it. You can speak to one of our lenders directly. Again, we have a webpage that will link you to complete an application online. And we also have a mobile app that we can share with customers where they can complete an application basically right over their phone or tablet or computer, whatever is most convenient. And what we try to do then is, as part of the conversation, is one of the questions we ask is, how much of a house you're looking for? What price ranges are you looking at? How much do you have to put down? Okay, because again, the larger the down payment, the more attractive mortgage terms you're going to have. But if you're a first-time home buyer, you can buy a house right now with as little as 3% down. And if you're a first-time home buyer, you know, depending upon where your income is, there's other programs that are out there that can assist, you know, with some closing cost assistance, some down payment assistance. Your private mortgage insurance will be provided at a cheaper rate. So there's all kinds of programs that can assist home buyers out there, primarily if you're a first-time home buyer.
Including seller assist, right? Carm, that's another good one that a lot of people don't have.
Correct. So if you need a little help, if you need some help with closing costs, you can negotiate a seller's assist to, you know, as part of the offer that you're making on the home. So depending upon your down payment, that seller's assist can be up to 6%, in some cases actually 9% if it's a larger down payment. But typically for a conventional mortgage, you see a 3% seller's assist. And if someone is looking for like a government-backed loan such as an FHA or a VA, you can get a 6% seller's assist to help you towards your closing costs.
Yeah, which is great, which is really good.
So the other thing,
Carm,
as well.
Go ahead.
So the other thing as well is, you know, we would, you know, look, as part of our discussion, you know, let you know what the maximum amount of a mortgage you can afford based on, obviously, your financial situation. So, you know, we may have you approved for a higher amount than what you're looking for, but we would always, you know, customize your pre-qualification when you're ready to make an offer on a home.
Yeah, and that really is so key to getting the house you want, walking in and knowing that they have that, your agent has that to present it. It really is it used to be years ago, Carm, I have my license for 30-some years, and it used to be years ago that was, you know, oh, you had it. But now it's a necessity for the most part. People want to know because, which we need to discuss too, Carmen, when your application to buy a home is presented, there are contingencies in that application, in that contract. And if one of them is a mortgage contingency, the seller wants to know that they have, in all likelihood, the ability to get the mortgage based on the pre-qualification versus someone who doesn't know, and it's a crapshoot for them because it could be turned down or the deal could be lost because they couldn't get the mortgage. So that's why that's so important. And Carmen, the other thing I want you to explain to people is not to be confused with the pre-qualification, not to be confused with the commitment. Could you go through the steps for people so they really get what happens when they put a bid in, it's accepted, and there's a contingency, how that works and why then there is a commitment date and that's, you know, sort of closer to the closing.
Sure.
and how that works, because I think that's important.
Sure. You know, there's different stages of a mortgage application. So, you know, the first stage obviously is, you know, once someone has an accepted offer, as part of that purchase agreement, there's a settlement date established. And typically those closing dates are on average between 30 and 45 days from the date that contract is accepted. Now, what happens during that period is what we call mortgage processing, okay? So a mortgage consultant will be meeting then face-to-face in many cases. Sometimes it's not face-to-face anymore because the way things are, everything's handled electronically these days. But that's when we're going to collect the financial information needed. So when we do a pre-qualification, we're basically taking your word for how much you're making. We're taking your word for how long you've been, you know, living or working at a certain spot. How much you're telling us you have in the bank to go towards your down payment and closing costs. So at that point, we have to do the verifications. So we're going to collect, as an example, for a salaried person, 30 days of pay stubs. We're going to collect your W-2s for the last 2 years. We're going to collect your personal bank statements for the last 2 months to make sure that you have enough money to cover the costs of the transaction. If you're someone who's self-employed, we're going to ask for 2 years' worth of tax returns. In some cases, you know, those requirements are relaxed a little bit depending upon someone's, you know, credit and financial portfolio. But typically, those are the typical asks that we're going to need up front, as well as your driver's license, something verifying who you are. At that point, we then submit your application to our underwriters. At that point, we're also going to order an appraisal. Okay, we have to ensure that our collateral, which is the home you're purchasing, is worth what you're paying for it, because there's a term in our industry called loan to value. So we have to, you know, make sure that, you know, that what we're lending against is worth what you're paying for. Okay, so we're going to do an appraisal. Once all that is back, our underwriter issues what is called a commitment letter. And what that letter is, it's a commitment to lend. So that letter is going to have the terms of the loan. You know, depending upon if it's a 30-year mortgage, it's going to reflect what the interest rate is if you chose to lock your interest rate. It's also going to reflect any additional conditions that may be needed. So sometimes not everyone has, you know, we're awaiting an additional, like a trailing document, maybe a more recent pay stub as an example. Maybe there's something as part of the transaction where someone may be relocating and we need to have evidence that that their previous home is sold, you know, as an example. So, but that commitment letter is basically the commitment to lend. That's then provided to the settlement agent or real estate attorney for them to start doing what is called a title search. So at that point, that, you know, the right. settlement agent is going to be checking the history of the deed of that particular property to ensure that when that loan closes, there's only one, you know, that all previous liens have been paid for, if there were any, that the person who's purchasing that property is getting a free and clear deed, or with the only lien on that property is going to be the lender who's providing the financing. Okay.
That's it.
So that's your closing.
Carmen, you know what? Let me stop you there because you're going to stay on for our next segment. I'm going to stop you. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to pick up right where you left off because this is, to me, this is fascinating. This is information people need to know. They don't really understand what goes on behind the scenes. So we're going to pick that up when we come right back, guys. Well, you're listening to The Laurie Catton Show. We'll be right back.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Catton Show. I am Laurie Catton, the owner of Laurie Enterprises, which is the fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is Julie Diemel of Julie Diemel Communications. Jewel, tell them what you can do.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit juliediemel.com.
Thanks, Julie. And with us is Carmen Caputo, and we are going to continue our conversations. He's a vice president of Fidelity Bank, and he is the mortgage sales manager. Carmen knows a lot, as you can tell by listening to him for the last segment. We're going to continue where you left off, Carm, and then we're going to talk about the different type of mortgages that Fidelity or that people can understand, so they can understand the difference. Go ahead. Finish your thought there, Carm.
All right. So I think where we left off was we got the final loan approval and we're at the settlement table, Okay, so we're at the closing table,
right.
And that is when, you know, our customer is going to be signing a few pieces of paper. From our end, most important, the note and what is called the mortgage instrument. And that's basically, you know, those documents are reflecting, you know, the terms of the loan that were provided, and the mortgage instrument is providing the security on the transaction. And it's at that point, once all those documents are completed, you're going to get a copy of the deed of your new home. Eventually, you'll get the official deed of your home. And at that point, that's when you'll get the keys and you can start moving in and jokingly start making payments, you know, in 30 days from that date on paying your mortgage. So I want to bring up something as well when it comes to a mortgage. So after you close and you start paying the loan, typically you're dealing with what we call a servicer. So here at Fidelity Bank, it's always Fidelity Bank. You're always, you know, paying Fidelity for your loan, where in some cases you may be paying a large servicer such as a Mr. Cooper that's out there. So, you know, that's, as a consumer, that's something to be wary of who's actually servicing your loan, because that can change over time. One month you can be paying your mortgage payment to a particular company, and then the next month you might be paying somebody else. So that's just something to think about.
Right.
And you can ask those questions to your loan officer or your mortgage consultant, you know, when you're looking, you know, to shop for someone or to utilize for your financing of the home. But so basically from there, you're making payments every month. Part of those payments could be what we call escrow, which would include your taxes and insurance. So your total mortgage payment mm-hmm. would consist of your principal and interest, and if you're escrowing, plus your taxes and insurance. So basically, rather than writing a big check once a year towards your real estate taxes, you know, the bank is going to take care of, the lender is going to take care of that for you. Just something to keep in mind with that as well. Like in Lackawanna County, as an example, most of Lackawanna County, there's three taxes. The most expensive one being your school taxes, which typically get, that bill comes out in August. And then you'll have your local and county taxes, which typically come out the beginning of the year, like in February or March.
Right.
In Lackawanna County, the only exception to that is the city of Scranton, where you pay your taxes at the beginning of the year, and those three taxes, your school, county, and local, are all paid up at front, or paid up front. Now, the advantage of also escrowing is, you know, those taxes would be paid during the discount period. So when you get a tax bill, you have a discount period, you have a face, and then you have a penalty. So the opportunity of escrowing ensures that you're going to have, you know, be paying the discounted rate when it comes to your real estate taxes.
And Carm, I have a question on that too. I'm glad you brought that up. Years and years and years ago, when I had one of my first mortgages, I escrowed all of my taxes. At the end of the year after the taxes were paid, we used to get a check for the difference of what we didn't pay and what was collected. Does that still happen, or does it just stay in reserve now?
So it depends. So each year, a mortgage provider, a mortgage servicer, has to provide what is called an escrow analysis. And typically those letters are sent out the beginning of the year. And what that escrow analysis will reflect, what was paid last year, what is expected to be paid the new year, and how much you have in your escrow account. In some cases, there's no change in payment. In some cases, we have to, you know, let's say your real estate taxes have gone up, so we have to adjust your escrow payment. So you'll have different opportunities how to what we call true up that escrow. You can either pay a lump sum, or your payment will adjust up for a period of time, and then it'll, you know, readjust once there's enough money in your escrow account. And if there's too much in your escrow account, and I'm not 100% sure on this anymore, to be honest with you, you may get a refund, or you'll get an adjustment of your payment. So it depends. I'm not 100% sure on that. I'm more apt on when people's escrow goes up than when it goes down these days.
I know. And then, Carmen, could you also explain what the right of rescission is when you're using your property as collateral, please?
So a right of rescission is a three-day waiting period, and that's required on any time you take a loan against your primary residence. So basically, you close, you sign all your paperwork, and in that paperwork is rescission notice. And what that is telling you is you have three business days to think about this transaction. You know, so by law, we cannot, you know, start charging you interest. We cannot release any money until that rescission period is over. So it's basically a window to say, okay, do I want to put my primary residence up for collateral for a loan, and it's only required on principal residences.
Okay.
And that's for home equity loans or if you're refinancing your mortgage, as an example.
Okay. So now, Carm, tell us a little, if you would, about the differences between the government-backed VA and FHA and a traditional or conventional mortgage, just to kind of thumbnail that difference.
Absolutely. So the most popular programs are what are called conventional mortgages. So those loans are the loans that are eventually sold to either Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. Over the years, those loan amounts have been increasing quite a bit. So the maximum conforming loan these days is an amount of $806,250. So what does that mean? As long as you're borrowing a loan of under $806,250, you may qualify for a conventional mortgage, which would usually gives you the best terms. By that, I mean the lowest interest rate with the lowest fees, okay, because those loans are sold then to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac.
Right.
You know, typically those, you know, if you're a first-time home buyer, 3% down. You know, if you're, you know, a subsequent buyer, if it's a primary residence, it's going to be 5% down. You know, those are the, as that I like to call the vanilla type loans, okay, the most popular ones.
Right.
Now, you also have FHA loan, government-backed loans insured through HUD, such as an FHA loan. Again, FHA loans, over the years, were always primarily there for first-time home buyers, as an example, for someone who didn't have a lot of money to put down towards a transaction, needed some help with down payment, so they would get a gift from a family member, and again, the seller's assist would be you know, more popular for something like that, because you can go up to 6% seller's assist with just a 3.5% you know down payment on the mortgage. Those loans are backed by HUD, so they're government insured. If you have a lower credit score, you know, that may be the way to go as well when it comes to interest rates. But, you know, with a HUD loan or an FHA loan, as an example, we're going to look a little tighter at the property. We're going to look at the health and safety of the property. So if there's any, you know, loose railings, if there's any lead paint, is there any peeling paint, you know, if there's any repairs needed to satisfy the HUD appraisal would have to be done prior to closing. There's also VA loans for our veterans. If you're a qualified veteran, you can purchase a house with no money down, okay? If you're a disabled vet, you know, are 25% disabled, you don't have to pay what is called the funding fee, which is similar to mortgage insurance, but it's financed, okay? So you can save on that. Okay. So it's a very popular program with our veterans. There's a program out to the state of Pennsylvania called PHFA. You know, again, it's a great program, you know, targeted towards first-time home buyers. There are income restrictions for a PHFA loan and maximum loan amount, but if you're in a targeted county such as Lackawanna, some of those restrictions are relaxed. So, again, it's a great program. There's closing cost grant assistance that you can get with the PHFA loan, and the interest rates are, you know, attractive as well. So there's a plethora of programs out there to help our home buyers. If someone's looking to build a home, they can obtain a construction loan, and that construction loan can be used to purchase the land and initiate the construction all at once. I mean, that's a program we offer here. You're seeing that's very popular these days due to the inventory challenges that you're seeing out in the real estate world right now. Those are basically the bulk of the programs that are out there. You know, there's some specialized programs that are also out there for, you know, some real estate investors, let's just say. There's multiple programs out there. Again, depending upon your need, the best thing to do is get in touch with the mortgage lender, and they can provide you the best options that are available right now.
Yeah, because, Carm, what about what used to be called, and they may be called something different now, but a swing loan or a bridge loan?
Yes.
Do they still exist? Okay, could you just talk a little bit about what they mean,
sure,
what each one means?
Sure, we offer them. We offer bridge loans here at Fidelity, and basically what we do is we provide a short-term financing that someone can use on their existing home, which is selling. So they're tapping into the equity that they have in their existing home, and utilizing that to go towards the down payment and closing costs of their new home. One of the things we have to make sure when we're underwriting a loan like that, you know, we as lenders always have to look at worst case scenario. So let's say for whatever reason we provide that type of loan, and then the person was purchasing their home backs out at the 11th hour. Well, now they got this loan.
Uh-huh.
You know, now they're looking to purchase, and now they're purchasing a new house. So we have to make sure they can afford, because there is an interest only payment on that loan with our program. In the old days, there used to be no payments. The interest would just accrue. I'm not aware of those programs out there right now. We don't have it. There may be some out there, but we do offer a bridge loan product here at Fidelity, though. And again, if you just pay interest only during that period, you know, until the house actually sells, and then you would just pay that loan off when the home sells.
Okay. And a swing, is that the same or
it's
is that a little
thing.
Bit different?
I always called it a bridge loan. It could be that if there's something different about it, I'm not aware.
What I used to think of it as, what people, how they described it, is a loan that helps you swing, so to speak, the payments until, like, if you have two loans and you're waiting for that one to close, they would help you with that to swing the payments on both until the other one closes. So I think they're really, really interesting. And again, you guys have heard it. There's so many opportunities for lending, mortgage lending at Fidelity Bank. If you need to talk to anyone about a home equity, a regular mortgage, a conventional, FHA, VA, any of these type loans, construction loans, all of them, it's all done at Fidelity Bank under the leadership of Carmen Caputo. So, Carmen, if anybody wants to get in touch with you, how can they do that, honey?
Well, the first thing I would say is, we have our direct number. It's our call center number, 1-800-388-4380. And one of our great bankers can direct any client in the right direction. We do have a team of mortgage consultants that service the whole area. That includes if we're reaching the Lehigh Valley down in Northampton County, Eastern Bethlehem area. We have mortgage consultants that service the whole Northeast footprint, basically. Or they can call my office directly at 570-504-8054 and then get them pointed in the right direction.
There you go. Well, Carmen, you did a bang-up job there, Mr. Caputo. I'm very happy with with these segments. You gave a lot of information, and I am grateful. And I thank you for joining us, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday weekend, having your extra day off, as bankers do, so that's always a good thing. And thanks for coming on, and we'd love to have you back anytime you want to talk about all things mortgage or all things West Scranton High School, whatever you want. You heard enough stories, so whatever you need to do, we'll talk about it. But thank you, honey, so much for coming on. I know, you're right about that. But you're a delight and very upbeat guy. So keep it up, and thank you. And, again, everybody, the mortgage department led by sales by Mr. Carmen Caputo. So thank you. And we will see everybody else next week. We hope you have a safe and happy holiday weekend. And remember, be safe and please be nice. Bye-bye.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.